Great start for Gary and football coach. 4-0 out of the gates. Boy, your team really had a great season last year. A lot of those same kids back once again. More experience. I'm sure some new faces as well. And you love the start, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Like you mentioned, we have a really good group of kids. A lot of guys that got a ton of varsity experience last year and guys that started last year. So makes things easier coming into this season and kind of plugging in and getting to evolve some of the schemes that we've been working with the last couple of years. It's just nice being able to take familiar guys with those schemes and just continue to grow those, make adjustments on the fly rather than, you know, reteaching whole concepts and having to start from scratch.
Kind of followed the score last week with Ogallala. It seemed like that for a while it was a pretty low scoring game, but it sounds like second half you really picked it up.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was kind of a weird game. Definitely a tale of two halves, but Ogallala's tough. They got a couple really good backs. They had a really good game plan coming into the game, I thought. They kept the clock moving and made it tough on us. And you know, we ended up having to get, you know, four or five or six stops on fourth down to get them off the field. So I thought they had a really good game plan coming in. We didn't really execute as well as I would have liked to in the first half, but we only got three true possessions in the first half. They did a nice job of controlling the ball and controlling the clock. So at halftime, we went in and challenged our guys. We didn't really think that we were playing up to our standards, and we're just kind of sleepwalking through a lot of different things. So schematically went to a few different things in the second half, and it worked out for us. We were able to kind of put our foot on the gas in the second half and get away from them.
Boy, offense is scoring a lot of points, Coach. Three games over 40 points. You know, Lions with 28, and your defense not giving a heck of a lot. So both sides of the football are getting the job done.
Yeah, I think overall we've been playing well, not only offensive and defensively, but in special teams also. We've had a few spark plays. A couple of really good plays over the last couple of weeks. You know, like you mentioned, offense has been able to put a lot of points up on the board. Defense has been playing tough and kind of really good bend but don't break mentality. We know teams are going to gain yards. You know, they practice too. But they've done a really good job of getting themselves off the field on third downs and fourth downs and not giving the offense extra chances at a new set of downs. I think we've been pretty disciplined defensively especially. And then, like I mentioned, special teams, we've had a number of takeaways on special teams. We've had a couple of returns for touchdowns, and that's something that our guys continue to take pride in. So definitely hoping we can continue that in all three phases of the game.
Yeah, it seems like you lean on those seniors, Coach, and just judging by your stats, your seniors really have been a big part of this team, haven't they?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got a couple of guys that have been starting for 2 to 3 years. Some of them even got some starts as freshmen. So it's been really fun to work with these guys and watch them grow throughout these last 4 years. Added a couple new faces along the way, and they've plugged in and done a really nice job for us. But yeah, there's no secret. These guys are our best football players, and we're going to try to feature them and do the best we can to get them involved in all three phases of the game. You know, we have a number of underclassmen that have also pitched in and filled some big roles that we lost from last year, and it's really made for a seamless transition into this year. And I think the most fun thing is just watching these guys have fun together and how much they bought into each other and enjoy playing the game of football together.
Reese Knight kind of leads that offensive quarterback. Bo Gable running the football. Just a couple of those guys who will be calling their names a lot on Friday night.
I hope that's the case. You know, they're both excellent kids, and we've kind of got to this point where Coach Freeberg, who's one of my coworkers, we've talked about this for a number of years now, is we needed to get back to the point where our best kids are our best kids on the field are also our best kids in the school, and that's exactly what you have with those two guys. They're both really good leaders. They're both really good athletes, and fortunately for us, they can do a number of good things on the football field. Reese is a really good quarterback that can hurt you with his arm or with his feet, and Bo is a really, really good downhill running back, but he can also make you miss and break tackles. So you know, we're fortunate to have both of those guys, and those are two guys that I mentioned that, you know, they got a couple of spot starts as freshmen filling in late in the year, their freshman year, and they've been 3-year starters for us outside of that as regular guys. But, you know, we also have a lot of guys that are contributing well and, you know, just running the football wise. You know, those will be the first two guys to tell you that they can't do it without the O-line or guys blocking on the perimeter as well.
Coach, are we going to have a wild and crazy game like last year at your place? Man, that was a wild and crazy game, wasn't it?
It sure was. That was a fun high school football game to be part of. Looking back, there were so many, like you mentioned, just some crazy things that happened. Huge momentum swings, big explosive plays, and it was, yeah, again, it was just a really fun game to be a part of, and I think it's kind of, you know, I hope that we're not giving up those big, crazy plays, but yeah, I think this should be a really fun game this week. I'm definitely looking forward to the matchup. This will be our toughest test to date, and it's going to be a really good test for us. McCook is such a storied program, you know, from way back when Coach Gross took it over to where he built it to, and now Coach Rutrovsky's doing an excellent job with these guys. They're just a really well-coached and pretty disciplined football team overall. So they can really hurt you, and they can take advantage of your mistakes if you give them extra chances. So I'm hoping that we can have another fun one tonight, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
As far as X's and O's, Coach, when you watch McCook, and going back to Ogallala last week, it's like night and day, maybe with some of the offenses you've already had a chance to see, now going to McCook and what they run.
Yeah, it's just kind of a different style, but they certainly love to run the football. They'll do it out of a number of different formations. Tristan Campbell is an excellent running back, really, really good high school running back that he can make you miss in the open field. He's tough to tackle. He's shifty. He's got pretty good overall speed. So you pair that with some big boys up front and a smart QB that takes care of the football, and that makes them really tough to defend. Like I mentioned, they'll come out in a number of different formations, but they certainly want to try to establish the run early. But they'll take shots down the field, too. Quarterback throws a pretty good deep ball, and they've got a number of receivers that can go out and get it. So they make you defend the whole field from a number of different formations, and that's what makes them tough to stop.
Well, it's district time, Coach. It's, you know, talking to Coach Petrosky. When you're district games, you're gonna get. It's going to be that much easier qualifying for the playoffs.
That's exactly right. This is kind of a second season, so to speak. You know, you get down to these district games, and it's something that you have to do a really good job of preparing with, because, you know, these are the type of teams that, if you're fortunate enough to make it to the postseason, these are the type of teams you're going to play. And, you know, we've got a few tough teams in our district, and so I'm glad we get to get into this district play here and get a couple of tough tests right away in our district, and that starts with McCook. You know, I'm excited to see how we stack up, and I think it's going to be a really fun matchup.
Finally, Coach, how are the rest of the O'Boyles doing? We know this family for such a long time in football and track and Gary and Shattered State and everything. How's the rest of the family doing?
We're all doing well. My mom still lives here in Scotts Bluff, or in Gehring. She teaches at Scotts Bluff. I don't hold that over her head, but you know, tough rivalry there. But she, you know, her heart's in Gehring, and she does an excellent job of supporting me. My dad is still in Vermilion, South Dakota. He just retired. Uncle Bill is coaching O-line at Northwestern University now. And, you know, I got my older brothers down in Texas. I got an older sister down in Arizona. And then I got a younger sister that's coaching up in Rapid City in the Sturgis program.
Wow, they're scattered all over the place, aren't they?
We're all over the map right now.
But your dad's still probably, and even your Uncle Bill still, I'm sure they keep tabs on how Gehring football is going, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I get you know, talk to my dad every week, and he actually got to come out to a game already once this season, so that was awesome having him here. And just, you know, I think it's fun for him to just get to sit back and watch, and he doesn't have to worry about watching film or, you know, going to practice every day. He just gets to go out and watch high school football. And obviously, I get a couple of texts here and there from my Uncle Bill. You know, but he's plenty busy with his own gig, so I try not to bother him too much. But, yeah, those guys are really supportive. My brother's the same way. You know, he'll call me every week, ask what the plan is, and he'll offer his insight and adjustments he think would be good for us. But, yeah, it's just awesome. I've got a great support system, and not just my family, you know, in the community as well. You know, there's a ton of people that have given a ton of support to our program, and we really appreciate it.